one of Houston's doctors who's been a big proponent of a lot of things, including hydroxychloroquine, and who has, I think, paid a little bit.
Faded the heat for it.
Sure has had to face the heat for it. Dr. Richard Urso joins us. So I guess let's start. I brought it up. So let's start with the governor here. I don't know what you expect to hear from the governor today. What would you like to hear from the governor regarding our COVID-19 rules?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the pandemic has ended to some extent, and that we've our numbers have turned around. And I think it's time to get rid of mask mandates right now, basically. Social distancing, mask mandates. It was never really a good strategy from the very beginning. You know, we've had this thought that there was nothing we could do besides mass distancing, wait for a vaccine. So I think it's time to end that. And like they've done in Florida, I think we'll have a not really much difficulty.
Florida, South Dakota, you know, we've had some states that have had the backbone to do it. But why here in Texas did we take the route that we took?
Well, apparently, you know, there's federal money involved. I don't know all the particulars, but there's federal money involved in declaring an emergency and then keeping up these mandates. You know, I've talked to some people high up in the administration, went in with a couple of other doctors, and we talked to them, and they basically said, you know, even though when we've presented data showing that the last three decades, masks don't work, for instance, and despite the fact that we really wanted to basically help our patients to feel safe, but at the same time, to have people get arrested, fined, to be having difficulty with everywhere they go, they're getting in trouble for not wearing a mask. We felt like that's not appropriate. It shouldn't happen. The mask mandate shouldn't be mandated. It should be, you know, something that is voluntary. And right at the very beginning, we presented the data to them that basically masks have never worked for any virus before, and so it likely won't work for this one. Now, a study was done this year, a major study in Europe, I think 4,000 patients, and masks didn't show any improvement in the spread of the disease at all. That was done this year, 2020. Despite all the other data from the past, it was redone this year and shown to be not effective for SARS-CoV-2. So it's time to end the mandate. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. We've got the vaccine.
It's not data-driven.
Right. We'll have a third vaccine starting pretty much today, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, to go along with Pfizer and Moderna. We have more and more Texans getting vaccinated all the time, but the mainstream media seems to like to talk about these variants, and so do the city officials. They all want to talk about the different variants.
And so does
up.
The World Health Organization, right, which we now have to kowtow to again.
Should we be that worried about these variants, or is this just sort of the natural progression of any virus?
I call them scariants. There is probably what you consider to be the natural progression of a virus. It's going to have mutations. That's very normal. Actually, the early treatment things still work. So we have a lot of products out there now. You have the monoclonal antibodies. They'll still work. Remdesivir will still work. Ivermectin will still work. Hydroxychloroquine will still work. And don't forget, it's not just about attacking the pathogen. We have to mitigate the damage because nobody's dying from the virus. They're dying from the inflammation, the respiratory distress, and the thromboses. So we have all those ways that we can address those things, which doesn't change at all. We have lots of medicine for inflammation, lots of things for respiratory distress, and lots of things for thrombosis. So that's the major killer. So we shouldn't be afraid. No, we shouldn't. And it's a natural progression of every virus to mutate.
As far as the vaccines themselves, I want to get your thoughts on the safety of these vaccines. I've heard anecdotally that there's a bit of a dispute in the medical community on whether or not they want to actually take the vaccination or whether or not you actually need to get the vaccination. Do you have an opinion on that one, doctor?
Well, I think answer from two different ways. The infection fatality rates are very low, especially certain populations. Under 20, it's 1 in 33,000. Under 50, it's 1 in 5,000. Over 50 to 70, it's 1 in 200. Over 70, it's 5.4%. So I think that weighs into this discussion. And then they are gene therapies. You know, that's neither here nor there in terms of a safety issue. But historically speaking, gene therapies, you know, the messenger RNA, this is the next one, the Johnson & Johnson's adenoviral vector, which brings the spike protein into the cells. So there's one way or another, these are not traditional vaccines. So the problem you have is these have not been tried through and tested previously. So attempts at doing vaccines for coronavirus, respiratory syncytial viruses, and dengue viruses, all single-stranded RNA viruses, have failed miserably in the past for something called immune disease enhancement, where people who actually get the vaccines fare worse when they're actually challenged with the wild virus. We won't really know that for a while. So the data is incomplete. The data is not robust at this point. It's pretty clear that the vaccine itself right now, the two messenger RNA vaccines, are having much higher rates of issues than we've ever seen, like with the flu vaccine. I mean, I think one person who's a very prominent epidemiologist told me that there's a 80 times higher incidence of death with this. I think there's 1,200 reported deaths right now associated with the vaccines. So it's much higher than what we normally see from the flu vaccine. And I don't think they're tried, true, and safe at this point. I think time will tell us as the data comes in on whether or not they are. Right now, it's an emergency experimental use vaccine for a reason, because they haven't gone through all the safety testing that we would normally expect them to go through.
Right. And people getting the injections are the experiment.
We're the guinea pigs. All right, Dr. Urso.
Thank you, doctor. A very calm and, I'd like to say, reassuring voice, but
Not quite reassuring. Dr. Richard Urso joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.